Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, May 24th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Every week I'm supposed to explain, and I have a written piece of paper down here on what Rock the Flock is, but you're fixing to hear what Rock the Flock is all about in the artist that we have this week. Yes, this show is for independent Christian artists, and I'm thankful there are labeled artists on this show, and I'm thankful that there are independent Christian artists that were part of this show and then have signed to a label while they were on this show. It's all about Jesus, no matter what it is. Who the artist is, what genre of music is played on this show, it's all about the risen King and us being prepared that Miss Kate Stanford, that he's coming back really soon.
Amen to that. Can't say it better than myself.
Well, I am tickled. I'm honored. You were on the, I couldn't even count how far back it was on the Mixed Sunday Morning Show. It was a long time ago.
I mean, I'm trying to think, maybe like 2022, like something along that time frame. I can't remember.
I know, but it's really cool to get you on this show.
Happy to be here.
With some amazing artists, like I told you, all over the country, out of the country, and it's not just a two-hour show that we play music. It's not just a two-hour show where there are artists coming on just to be interviewed. It's for a purpose. Every show is for a purpose. Every song is played for a purpose. So I'm very thankful God sent you to this show for his purpose. Well, all right, Miss Kate, when we come back, are you ready for us to, because I had fun digging into your life on Mixed Sunday Morning, but I haven't been able to dig into your life on this show. And I know there's a lot more because I've been keeping up with you because you're getting pretty busy on social media.
Well, thank you.
There's something brewing and we'll have to talk about it, okay?
Yeah. Stay tuned, guys.
We'll be right back with Kate Stanford right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week for a very special show for so many reasons. It was 7 weeks ago, I believe, that Carly Connor came on the show, and it was the day we found out at the mill that we had 60 days, and I had not listened to her song until I was on the way to the interview, and I cried because it was, the song's called Blessings in Disguise, and I love playing it because when one door closes, it's just a blessing in disguise, and it meant a lot to me. I'm excited this week because I know a lot about the guest that we have, and I know God sent her to this show. Because just as Carly came when I found out that news, I have even better news this week, but there's still a lot of questions. So, Miss Kate Stanford, this show is not anything about me. It's your show today. So who is Kate Stanford?
Oh, man, what a great question. You know, and I'll say it's our show. You know, I'm here. We're both hanging out and it's going to be a great time. And, you know, So for those of you who might know me or might not know me, I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm now a Nashville-based artist. And like you said, I'm a Christian singer-songwriter. For a while there, I was kind of exploring and really trying to figure out my voice and my sound and what God kind of has called me into. And I feel like in the last year or two, I really honed in on my sound and my voice. So I would say I'm more in the folk, pop, country genre of Christian music. And in addition to being an artist, I would just call myself creative. I love all things creative. I love content creation. I dabble in a little bit of television as well recently. And I think at the end of the day, I love just creating things for the Lord. And I recently put out my single called Rise, and it's just been such a blessing seeing how God has used that song thus far. It hasn't even been out a week. And I have some really exciting new releases coming soon. So y'all have to wait and see.
Well, what, for those who don't know, because I love the stories of how God moves people around for his purpose. Mm-hmm. What drove you to move from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Nashville, Tennessee?
So I'll give you the timeline of my life, basically. So I lived in Baton Rouge all throughout high school, and then I went to the University of Texas at Austin, and I lived in Austin, Texas for 4 years. And I really loved living in Austin, and I didn't even know that I wanted to do music full time. For a while, I was kind of going back and forth. I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm freshly graduated. That career is like a little unstable. Like, maybe I should just get a 9-to-5. So I asked God. I was like, okay, God, like, if you, I don't know if this is good or bad of me to do, but I did it. I was like, God, you know, if I need to move to Nashville, I have one request. I'm like, I can't do it alone. I have to know at least somebody in Nashville that I can live with, a friend of mine. I don't want to do this alone. And then a few months later, I found out a girl I knew from college was also moving to Nashville. And she was like, hey, would you want to be roommates? And I was like, okay, God, I guess I'm moving to Nashville. And here I am 3 years later. And I tell people this all the time. I think I was scared when I first moved to Nashville. I was like, I felt like I was floundering for a while. I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know like what I want. And I think fast forward 3 years down the line now, I have so much clarity from the Lord in where I'm headed and who I am. And I think that these past 3 years in Nashville have been the most transformative years of my life. And I'm so grateful and so humbled by them.
Now, your family's still in Baton Rouge?
Yes, they are. So I don't have any family in Nashville. All my family's in Louisiana, and I love them so much. And luckily, we get to visit a good bit, which is nice.
Good. Do they like Nashville?
They do, yeah. It's about like an 8-hour drive, so not too bad. But the hour flight is pretty convenient, which I like.
Yes. Well, you said you were doing a little TV. What kind of TV work are you doing?
So I actually was recently a co-host with the Christian Television Network here in Nashville, and I hosted the behind the scenes segment, which has just been really cool. And I feel like I've gotten a lot of great mentorship when it's come to that. And it's just been really exciting to kind of dig into other forms of creativity and media, and to not kind of put myself into a box and say like, oh, well, I must just like do this one thing. And it's like, no, you could do a bunch of different things and really be fulfilled in doing that.
Well, you are the perfect one because you have so much joy about you.
Thank you.
I mean, like I say every week, you know, we do most interviews over Zoom because I think it's more personal for me to be able to interview where I can see who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that listen to the show over the radio or through the podcast don't get to see that. But when I tell you this child right here, this child of God, just exudes joy. It just, I'm going to use a word that an artist used a few weeks ago. It just goos out of her.
That's That's funny. I like that.
You do. You just like, you are like, God has equipped you that you could walk into any door to take on anything. And I know you're walking through that door because the Lord is with you. And you have that, you have that confidence because he's with you, and you could do anything.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I almost, the way that I think about it is, I would never want to minimize the impact that my art has, because in turn, that's almost minimizing what God has done in my life. That's how I like to look at it, you know, because I feel like when we self-minimize, God is like, I literally gave you those gifts. Like, I literally put you on this earth to do those things. Why are you minimizing that? That's how I look at it.
God, I'm going to have to go home now and thank Greg. Maximize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to get grounded a little bit because we're going to go into the Word of God. So hopefully you have a Bible verse around somewhere on a piece of paper. You may flip open, or you may have one memorized, which is even better. And we'll come right back to that with Miss Kate Stanford right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at www.897wjho.org, or, hey, you found this podcast. You just can't get away from it. It's just that good. Joining the show this week and making the airways better, making the streaming better, and making the podcast better, Miss Kate Stanford.
So excited to be here with you today.
Well, Miss Kate, you have been charged. It's not the verse of the week, but it's a verse that means something to you.
I would say the one that comes to the top of my head is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. Be renewed by the transforming of your mind. And I've just been thinking about this a lot. My new song, Rise, I kind of lay out all the fear and all the chaos that we're seeing in the world, and we're fed through social media and just the digital age. And when I'm feeling nervous and I'm feeling confused and I'm feeling all these feelings and I don't really know what to think, I always find myself going back to that verse and to be, like you mentioned earlier, to be grounded in that verse and to be like, okay, the patterns of this world, that's the world. I need to be focused in on the Lord. And it's just a very grounding verse for me.
Amen. Because I go down what they call rabbit holes, and I go,
I do as well. Yeah.
But I asked the Lord when I talked to him to show me truth in it, because I really can't go to the grocery store and eat food. I can't go to a drive-through and eat that food. I really can't breathe the air that we're breathing. I can't, it's all not good, but I have to remember that there was a man and he was the Son of God. And not only did he die on that cross, but he walked out of that tomb. And if the Bible says, if we have that resurrection power, then no matter what evil principality that is on this earth and what the evil principalities are doing to us, to children, he is bigger than that. And he is the answer to all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just so interesting too, with like what, I don't know about you, but this is a habit that I'm really trying to break is as soon as I, you know, wake up in the morning, sometimes I turn my alarm off and I look at that phone, and then the phone just will do crazy things to you, like on TikTok or on your reels and stuff. You start scrolling and you're like, whoa, I'm in this like cycle. Like I'm in this doom scroll right now. And I have to be like, all right, snap out of it, snap out of it. Put the phone down, you know, get into my journal, get into the word. That's what I've been trying to do. And it's just, it makes all the difference.
What I try to do in the mornings, the minute I open my eyes, I say the Lord's Prayer. And if I get, if I'm not entirely awake and I don't say it right, I say it again because I'm addressing the King of Kings. And that kind of gets me going right in the mornings.
Wow. I love that.
And I try not to look at my phone in the mornings at all. I take it in the kitchen, sit it down, because I bring my lunch to work. I sit it down by my bag in the kitchen, and I don't really pick it up till I get to work. Because it is, you're right. You can get trapped in it. You can get trapped in what they call binging a Netflix series. You can stay up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning to get all 8 episodes in.
Right.
You know?
And they literally like make it that way. So we will overconsume and, you know, it's just like consume their product. And it's just like, we're not meant to just constantly be consuming and bombarded with just like technology and media, you know?
No, because you just shared in that verse, we're not to conform. But be transformed, and not by the world. We're not to be transformed by the world, but by the Word of God.
Yeah.
And the Word of God, if you're listening and you don't know what that is, it's the Bible. And it's the Holy Spirit. I'll add that too. It's the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has a way of moving around and speaking to us. And guiding us. So, Kate, what an awesome verse.
Thank you.
How hard is it? I'll ask you this. How hard is it in this world? Because I'm older, and things don't faze me as much anymore. Or I can take a stand against something, and I don't care. People could spit on me, try to end my life, it doesn't matter to me anymore, because I'm going to, now 20 years ago, may not have been that case, but the Lord has equipped me now for the younger generation, because there's so many more distractions. How hard is it to not be conformed to this world?
I think it kind of depends on what area of life it is. I think that, I think that really just depends. I think, you know, say we're talking about like social media and like falling into that fear trap. I think that it just takes a lot of self-awareness. I think that's the key. I think the key is to be very self-aware and to know what your triggers are, what is going to make you upset, what is going to try to trigger you into like sin and things like that. So I think it's really just like knowing yourself. And I think self-accountability is a big thing too, where it's like, you know, for example, I'm like, okay, I know I can procrastinate. I know I can doom scroll and stare at my phone, and just being like, okay, I know that about myself. I am far from perfect. I am so not perfect. And just saying like, okay, that can improve. I can do better on that. I think that's really crucial and really important, at least in my life. And I think that each year that God gives me on this earth, I recently just turned 25. And when I, especially on my 25th year, things started clicking. Like I look back at my life and I'm like, Oh, that's why that happened, and that's why that happened, and this is because of this. It's almost like my frontal lobe developed, you know? I definitely felt that. And, you know, each year of my life has been beautiful in its own way, but each year keeps getting better and better because of the wisdom that the Lord brings me every year. So I would say now I'm kind of similar to you in the sense of like, I've heard just about everything, in all honesty. I think that being in a more public-facing career, you are susceptible to criticism and hateful comments and all those things. And I think at the beginning of my career, I took it more personally. But again, back to what I was saying about not minimizing impact, I just have to let it roll off my shoulders and give people so much grace because at the end of the day, hurt people hurt people. And I think that, and I don't mean this in a cheesy way or a passive aggressive way, like I think we should actually pray for the people who are hurting and who hurt
Amen.
us.
Amen.
So,
Because I used to say, bring it on. But
yeah.
now there's a awesome husband and wife team that Mountains in the Sea on the show, and they have a song called Come What May. So I have replaced Bring It On with Come What May. It sounds so
Wow.
much more professional.
Yeah. I love that. And it's so interesting because on this topic, I have an unreleased song. I don't know when I'm releasing this, TBD, but it's called Right Next to Me. And it's basically I'm talking about this table and I'm talking about the people who have hurt me, the people who have been competitive with me, whomever. And the tagline of the song is, when you're, I've been there, I've done that, I have grace for you. So when you're ready, there's a seat right next to me. And it's basically inviting all the people who have hurt you, have wronged you, have been competitive with you at your table, at God's table.
That's deep, Miss Kate. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, coming soon.
Coming soon.
Probably this fall.
This okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about your music. We'll be right back with Miss Kate Stanford right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock. We are in the 8 o'clock hour, and joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, via Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I like that because we don't have too many Louisiana artists. That's home, though. This is second home. So we'll say via Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Miss Kate Stanford. Well,
Amen. I think the only other Christian artist I know that's from Louisiana is Lauren Daigle. So I'm like, represent, girl. She's awesome. So
how long have you been singing?
I have been singing probably since I was about 6 years old. And it all started when I told my mom, I was like, I think I want to do the church talent show at my elementary school. And I sang Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana, if you're aware of that. And yeah, I remember like being six, like I was very young, and I remember having so much fun with it. And I got off the stage and I was like, I think I want to keep doing this. And I grew up in voice lessons. I actually grew up as a classical singer. So I did classical music and I also did musical theater and did competitions growing up and then stayed in it for the long haul. And I think I believe I was 18 when I first put out my first Christian project. And it's just kind of been history from there.
Awesome. What instruments do you play?
I play the piano. That's my primary instrument. And right now I am learning the guitar at my ripe age of 25. I just had to cut my nails because little to me, I love to have very long nails. And I was trying to do all the strings and everything. And the nail was so long, it kept hitting the other string. And I was like, man. So I just cut them off today. So hopefully that'll make me a much better guitar player. We'll see.
Was it easier? Is it easier to play the guitar knowing how to play the piano first?
I think so. I mean, it's a little different. I would, so I know how, like, I know the structure of chords, right? So like I know like what notes are in what chord, etc. And like I know all the hand positions for the piano just like off the top of my head. I think that where I'm having a hard time is the technique of the guitar, because it's just so different with the hand positions, and I'm holding this like instrument upright, whereas the piano I'm like more like hovering over it and I have more leverage. So I think it's more of like the technicalities mm-hmm. of the guitar that I'm struggling with, and not as much like how, like what's a chord, you know.
Now do you get to play anywhere?
Yeah, I do. So my last gig that's like out of state, I actually played at Sunrise Music Festival, and I played that in September, and it was just such an exciting experience. I had the privilege of playing an opening for Ryan Ellis and Sean Rodriguez, and uh-huh. it was in Virginia Beach, and it was on the beach, and it was just such a beautiful experience, and people were just so kind and so hospitable to me, and just an example of their kindness. I'm gluten-free, and that's an allergy. And when you travel, I mean, there's just like not much options, and they catered all of their food gluten-free to make sure that I had something to eat. And that just spoke volumes into, you know, who they were as people. So I do not have enough nice things to say about them.
That is pretty neat. Well, here's a question I like to ask, because it just blows my mind. How many songs have you written?
Oh, I don't even know. I have so many in my journal that will never see the light of day and are probably not very good. But that's the beautiful thing about art. It's like art, you can write art just for you and nobody can hear it, and it still means something. And, you know, God put it on my heart for a reason. I would probably have to say pushing like 200, maybe.
Oh my goodness.
100 to 200.
Whoa.
Maybe that's an overestimate, but I mean, I'm just thinking too, that's including the unfinished songs.
Now you're in the range. You're in the range yeah. of everybody else. It just blows yeah. my, I can't fathom writing even that many. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm notorious too. I'll like get really fired up about something and write like a verse and chorus, and then I'll just drop it, and it'll just never get finished. And then that's what happens. But if I really, really like something and God's nudging me to finish it, I will finish it through. But
now, do you ever, does God ever nudge you? You're starting a song and you think, wait a minute, I think I wrote something in my journal. Do you ever go back and maybe use some of that material?
All of the time. It's so funny you say that. I love writing in addition to songwriting, just journaling. I like to just like recap my life, so that way in 20 years I can look back and see what I was doing. And sometimes I'll like get an idea and I'll be like, I think I wrote about this before. And I'll actually go back into, like you said, into my journal, and I'll take lines directly from my journal and, you know, just plug them into my song. And I think sometimes it's a hit or miss, because it's like, maybe it's too personal to me, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's other people relate and it'll land. So it really just depends. But I like to be very intentional with what I'm writing about. And I want it to be true to me and to my story, and also be able to minister to my audience and to be uplifting to my audience and to inspire hope in Jesus.
Amen. Well, you talked earlier in the show about your new single, and it's kind of neat because I didn't even know it was released last week. See, God has perfect timing in everything he does. The song is called Rise.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to write this song?
So for context, I wrote this song like a really long time ago. I had a co-write set up with my friends Karen Simmons and Adam Baja, and it was like maybe last summer. And I came to the right and we were talking about the same thing we've been talking about. That morning I like looked at my phone and I was like, why do I feel this way? And I had the line, I've been watching fear. It's living on my screen. It's living all over my screens. And I brought just literally that line to the co-write. I brought it to them and they're like, I was like, do you guys feel this way? Do you guys resonate? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And we ran with that. And I always thought about this song as I'm writing this song for whoever's listening. It doesn't matter who it is. But when I pictured writing this song, I pictured the person who is so depressed or so anxious and like can't get out of bed. I wanted to write that song to that person and to be like, hey, no matter all of these things that are stressing you out, no matter that you feel the weight of the world is on your shoulders, the Son of God rose from the dead. The sun will rise every single morning so you can rise and get out of bed today.
I like
that. So it was kind of like a trifecta about rise and everything. It was kind of a little bit of a play on words because the sun will always rise. The Son of God rose from the dead. I think in all of my songs and all of my songwriting, I want to be completely honest. I don't want to sugarcoat things because I know that this world is hard. It's a hard place. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of sorrow. But I also, in that, I want to remind people that there's hope and there's joy and that there's hope in Jesus Christ. Mm.
Amen. How long of a process did it take to complete this song from beginning to end?
About a year.
A year? Okay. Hey,
yeah. Because I think, so I had my first co-write. We didn't finish the co-write. Mm-hmm. So we came back like 2 months later and finished it. And I got the demo. And in all transparency, I didn't know if I was going to put out the song based on that demo. I was like, I don't know. Something is off. And then I played it for a few people. And they were like, you need to put that song out. And I was like, really? Because I was in between cutting two songs. It was Rise and another song. And everybody was like, put out Rise. Like, just trust me, put it out. So I was like, well, okay. And I ended up working with a new producer, Kevin Embleton. And I really had a great experience working with him. And he just really partnered with me and brought that song to life. And if I let you hear that demo, you'd be like, is this the same song? Because it really just transformed into this beautiful, beautiful piece of work and piece of art. They were right all along. I absolutely 100%. It was the right decision to put out Rise.
Can we play that song now?
Absolutely.
Would you do the honor of introing Rise?
Yes, absolutely. So introduce it on Rock the Flock.
Rock the Flock? Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay, cool. Hey, everyone, this is Kate Stanford. You are listening to Rock the Flock. Wait, can I try that again?
You can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Hey everyone, this is Kate Stanford, and you are listening to my new single, Rise.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and we are nearing the end of another two-hour show, another week in the books. But we're not done yet, because Miss Kate Stanford is still with us. Kate, I knew this was going to be a cool interview because I still remember almost everything you told me in the first interview. You just have this ability, and I know God is using you. You are in music. Now you're in, wow, we have a TV star in the house. He's got you in his hand. That's what's going on.
I absolutely agree. I feel it, honestly. I feel him literally like guiding me on this path. And it's so funny because anytime I try to venture off, he's like, whoa, where are you going? Get on the path again. So I feel it as well. And I'm blessed.
That is awesome. Because I watched a video today and I forget who this secular artist was, but I believe it's kind of a rapper type person that does like a demonic stage and everything. And there were people that said when he first started to sing, it felt like something was pulling them towards the stage. Well, Kate, I'm glad you said that, because they need to feel the power that you are feeling.
Mm-mm.
Because where that road goes, that wide road goes to destruction. But the narrow road will take us home.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that they're just your children on this show. Lord, thank you for sending Kate back again. Continue to watch after her, continue to guide her, continue to bless her, Lord, whether it is singing, whether it is TV, no matter where you place Kate, Lord, protect her. God, I ask that you will send angels to walk with her. Wrap her in a hedge of protection and bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Kate, how can people connect with you?
Well, you can follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Kate Stanford Music. And I would love to connect there. I really try to get to all of my comments and everything. And I appreciate everyone's support so much. And you can find all my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, YouTube Music at Kate Stanford. And my website is about to be updated. And that is katestanfordmusic.com. So,
wow, man, we are all the way to a website. That is cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever play live on any of those platforms?
Yeah, I do. I sometimes, when I have gigs here in Nashville, for example, I've played a lot at the Museum of Christian and Gospel Music in downtown Nashville. Every time I play there, I will go live on TikTok and sometimes on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see me literally performing live on those. And I also will post covers every now and again on TikTok as well.
Okay. I'll have to get caught up with you on that.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Kate, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for rescheduling, because we're a day after we were supposed to do this interview. But you're just amazing. I know your family is so proud of you.
Thank you.
And because I heard something the other day that was really neat, that while we are alive, we're a reflection of our parents. When we die, we're a reflection of the decisions we made.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, man, that's how people remember you.
Wow.
You know, for the decisions that we made. So, Kate, this week we're going to tell them those decisions better be decisions that don't conform you to this world. But if you learned anything in this show, besides that Miss Kate Stanford is absolutely amazing, know that your life can be transformed by Jesus Christ. And the Bible says it's by the word, but if you don't have a Bible with you, all you have to do is call out to his name. You can get the Bible after that, but he just wants to talk to you. And Kate, I want to bring something. The very first part you said when we first started the interview, when you said a prayer to God and you asked him specifically for something, as quirky as it may have been, but that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to formulate a perfect prayer. We don't do a rough draft and go over it or get AI, ChatGPT to do one for us. He just wants to talk to you, Kate. He wants to talk to me. And he wants us, even though he knows what we're fixing to say, he wants to hear it. And don't be afraid to ask for anything. Because nothing, the Bible says, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So believe in that power of prayer. It can change your life. Well, Miss Kate, I'm looking forward to catching a live social media gig you're playing. I love saying that word, gig. So whatever gig you're at, to see what is going on and hopefully to get up to Nashville soon so I can meet you and hope and maybe get a bunch of the Rock the Flock artists together. That would be cool.
That'd be a lot of fun.
And we talked,
I'm sure people will be down for that.
And we talked off air, get ready for what is coming, because I'm not going to let that out of the bag yet until I materialize it just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But get ready to move, Miss Kate, because it's fixing to start.
All right, I'm excited.
That is Miss Kate Stanford on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.